For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. He was an American hero.
I hope that he stands as a lesson for all of us.
Senator John McCain, lying in state in a rotunda of the Arizona State Capitol. People stood on the side of the road to salute the hearse carrying his flag-draped casket to the rotunda. McCain's wife Cindy and seven children attended a short service where the senator was remembered fondly. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey.
Imagining Arizona without John McCain is like picturing an Arizona without the Grand Canyon. It's just not natural.
President Trump renewed his attacks on technology companies and platforms, saying they were trying to silence people.
I think that Google and Facebook and Twitter, I think they treat conservatives and Republicans very unfairly.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Drinking water is being shut off at all Detroit public schools. Superintendent Nikolai Beattie announcing his decision after test results spanning from 2016 until now showed that 34 out of 50 schools have higher than acceptable levels of contamination.
I'm not going to wait for the next round of results to come back to know that statistically we're probably going to be in a situation where 60 to 70 schools may have one or more water sources with elevated lead or copper.
For now, students will be drinking water from bottles and water coolers. President Trump zeroed in on why he thinks diplomatic efforts with North Korea have slowed.
I think we're doing well with North Korea. We'll have to see. I think part of the North Korean problem is caused by our trade disputes with China.
In a White House statement, Trump says there's no reason at this time to be spending money on joint U.S.-South Korean war games, which he can instantly restart. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A homeless man who used his last $20 to fill up a stranded motorist's gas tank is now suing the couple who raised hundreds of thousands of dollars to repay him. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
When Katie McClure ran out of gas on Interstate 95 near Philadelphia one night, Johnny Bobbitt walked a few blocks to buy McClure some gas. She didn't have money to repay the homeless man at the time, but she did set up an online fundraiser that raised over $400,000 donated by over 14,000 people. Now Bobbitt says he's concerned that McClure and her partner Mark D'Amico have mismanaged a large part of the donations that were raised for him on GoFundMe. The New Jersey couple denies the claim, saying they're just wary of giving Bobbitt large sums at a time because they feared he would buy drugs. Nevertheless, a hearing on his lawsuit is scheduled for Thursday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Florida's Democratic nominee for governor, Andrew Gillum, says his state will reject racism and misogyny in November. Gillum commented on Fox News in response to Republican nominee Ron DeSantis, saying voters won't monkey up the election by supporting Gillum, who is African American.
I'm not going to get down in the gutter with DeSantis and Trump. There's enough of that going on. I'm going to try and stay high and try to talk about what the North Star and the future is for the state of Florida and the people of this state.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.